Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 17. Lord Chaitanya, the Original Personality of Godhead. Part 2. Understanding the Mayavadi Mentality. Those who are under the impression that there is material contamination in the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and in His devotional service are called Mayavadi. According to their imperfect speculation, the impersonal Brahman is considered to be the only existence within the cosmic manifestation. As soon as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is introduced, the Mayavadis consider that His personality arises from Maya, or the external material energy. Such persons consider all incarnations of the Supreme Lord to be contaminated by this material nature. According to the Mayavadis, the material body and the activities of matter, which identify the living entity, are all material manifestations. According to the Mayavadis, liberation means the end of individual identification, or the end of the pure living entity. In other words, Mayavadis maintain that when the living entity is liberated, he or she becomes one with the Supreme Impersonal Brahman. And according to such Mayavadi philosophy, the Personality of Godhead, His abode, His devotional service, and His emotional devotees are all under the spell of Maya and are consequently subjected to the material condition. Those who forget the transcendental nature of the Supreme Lord, His abode, His devotional service, and His devotees consider all these to be but manifestations of material activity. When one thinks that there is a possibility of arguing about transcendence, he or she is called an agnostic. And when one thinks that there is a possibility to criticize transcendence, then he or she is called a Pashandi or atheist. Lord Chaitanya wanted to accept all kinds of agnostics, atheists, skeptics, and unfaithfuls and swallow them in His flood of love of God. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya accepted the renounced order of life in order to attract all these forces. Lord Chaitanya remained a householder until his 24th year. And in the 25th year of his life, Lord Chaitanya accepted the renounced order. And after accepting the renounced order, sannyasa, Lord Chaitanya attracted many other sannyasis. When Lord Chaitanya had been spreading his Sankirtan movement as a family man, many Mayavadi sannyasis did not take Lord Chaitanya's movement very seriously. But after Lord Chaitanya accepted the sannyas order of life, Lord Chaitanya delivered the speculative students, the atheists, and those who are attached to fruitive activities and unnecessary criticism. Lord Chaitanya was indeed so kind that he accepted all these people and delivered to them the most important factor in life, love of God. In order to fulfill his mission of bestowing love of God upon the conditioned souls, Lord Chaitanya devised many methods to attract those people who were disinterested in love of God. After Lord Chaitanya accepted the renounced order, all agnostics, critics, atheists, and mental speculators became his students and followers. Why? Even many who were not Hindus and who did not follow Vedic principles accepted Lord Chaitanya as the supreme teacher. And the only persons who avoided the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were those sannyasis who were known as the Mayavadi philosophers of Benares. The plight of such Mayavadi philosophers is described by Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. The Mayavadi philosophers of Benares were less intelligent because they wanted to measure everything by direct perception. But everything which is perceived is calculated by material perception. The absolute truth is transcendence, but according to Mayavad philosophy, there is no variegatedness in transcendence. For the Mayavadis say, anything which is full of variegatedness is Maya. During the time of Lord Chaitanya, there were also other impersonalist philosophers who were known as the Mayavadi philosophers of Saranatha. Saranatha is a place near Benares where Buddhist philosophers used to reside, and even today, many stupas of the Buddhist Mayavadis can be seen. The Mayavadi philosophers of Saranatha are different from the impersonalists who believe in the impersonal manifestation of Brahman. Because, according to the Saranatha philosophers, there is no spiritual existence at all. The fact is that both the Mayavadi philosophers of Benares and the philosophers of Saranatha are entrapped by material nature. For none of them actually know the nature of absolute transcendence. Although superficially accepting the Vedic principles and considering themselves to be transcendentalists, the philosophers of Benares do not accept spiritual variegatedness. And because they have no information about devotional service, they are called non-devotees, or those who are against the devotional service of Lord Krishna. The impersonalists speculate upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His devotees and subject them to the tests of direct perception. However, the Lord, His devotee, and His devotional service are not subject to direct perception. In other words, spiritual variegatedness is unknown to the Mayavadi philosopher. Therefore, all the Mayavadi philosophers and sannyasis criticized Lord Chaitanya when he was conducting his Sankirtan movement. They were surprised to see Lord Chaitanya after he accepted his sannyas order from Keshava Bharati, for Keshava Bharati belonged to the Mayavadi school. And since Lord Chaitanya therefore belonged to the Mayavadi sect of sannyasis, the Mayavadis were surprised to see Lord Chaitanya engaged in chanting and dancing instead of hearing or reading Vedanta, as is the custom. For the Mayavadi philosophers are very fond of Vedanta, and they misinterpret it in their own way. Instead of understanding their own position, the Mayavadis criticize Lord Chaitanya as an unauthorized sannyasi, arguing that because Lord Chaitanya was a sentimentalist, Lord Chaitanya was not actually a bona fide sannyasi. All these criticisms were carried to Lord Chaitanya when he was at Benares, and Lord Chaitanya was not at all surprised at hearing about them. Lord Chaitanya even smiled when the news was carried to him. Lord Chaitanya did not associate with the Mayavadi sannyasis, but remained alone and executed his own mission. And after staying for some days in Benares, Lord Chaitanya then started for Mathura. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 17, Lord Chaitanya, the Original Personality of Godhead, Part 2, Understanding the Mentality of a Mayavadi. Recorded August 18, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Don't take it hard.